I love Sleep Number. I love my Sleep Number bed. I love my Comfort Fit pillow. I just love Sleep Number. I mean, if you have a New Year's resolution, if it's to lose weight or exercise more or stress less, all that starts with getting good sleep. Most Americans don't get the right amount of sleep, or if they're in the bed long enough, they don't sleep right because their bed's not right. Listen, you get good sleep, you're just more productive. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal firmness, your comfort, your support. It's the perfect bed for couples, too. You each can have your own number. My Sleep Number setting is 30. You know, if it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting or making different lifestyle choices, you know what works because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the low 90s. Sleep Number Queen mattresses start at just $699.99. And right now, during the lowest prices of the season, you can save $600 on the Sleep Number i8 bed. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Be sure to tell them that Bobby Bones told you all about them.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show. Today is Throwback Thursday, so we'll throw back some old school jams today. Let me say this. Good morning, Joe!
Good morning!
Man, love the passion. I'm wearing a, what do I say? I call it a fat shirt, but I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
When you're bloated, you kind of feeling. Because I've been sick, and so you know what I do when I'm sick? Eat lots of popsicles.
Oh, so you feel puffy?
I feel puffy, so I'm wearing a puffy shirt.
There you go.
Is that common for girls to have your puffy set of clothes?
Well, yeah, you can call it puffy, bloated, fat pants.
What do you call it? Oh, yeah, you call them fat pants?
Sure. Yeah, they tend to be stretchy.
Yeah. Like, I always wear mediums and some smalls. Mm-hmm. The Razorback sweater I have on today is definitely a large.
Large.
Yeah, for sure. It doesn't look big, or do I just fit right into it all bloaty?
I can't even tell you're puffy. It looks great.
Because it's so big. That's a put-down, actually. Do you guys have fat clothes or no?
I don't know what that means.
I have skinny clothes, like clothes I never wear that are in my closet.
Oh, so you have normal is your fat clothes.
And then, yes,
so
correct.
Do you keep them because they're goals?
Like, yes, like someday I'll be able to put that shirt on.
Yeah.
Eddie, a couple days ago, said that he had put on weight in his pants because he had gained a size, but it wasn't his waist that was getting bigger. His hip bones were growing. Did you find out what was making that calcium kind of... No, you still haven't figured it out.
Just some strange...
Are you drinking more milk or something?
No, I'm not.
Huh.
Some strange thing where my hip bones are just kind of growing,
That's
guess.
That's interesting.
Well, sometimes, you know, when women are pregnant or after they give birth, their hips widen. So maybe you're experiencing something like that.
Yeah. Maybe I'm pregnant.
Maybe so. Maybe you get a second opinion. I don't think your hip bones are growing.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
ICU, Iberian rooster. What?
Huh?
Yeah. Oh. A restaurant in downtown St. Petersburg is taking it upon itself to make sure guests feel safe when meeting new people on dates. The restaurant's called the Iberian Rooster.
Okay.
It's a local restaurant. They have a framed sign in the women's restroom. If the woman feels unsafe and needs help, they encourage them to go to the bar and order an angel shot. And that alerts the staff that they need help or they're not feeling right.
Wow.
Now... And it says on the frame in the women's bathroom. If they order an angel shot neat, the bartender will escort them to their car. By the way, don't drink. Don't know what that means. What's neat?
Like nothing else in it.
Just straight up.
Yeah, I think no ice, right?
Clean the glass?
Like, I don't order anything neat.
No,
I like
no
it all
ice.
Dirty.
It's like just, yeah.
I want to order even my, I'll take a water neat just so they extra clean the glass. If they order it with ice, the bartender will call an Uber or taxi to get them home. Or with lime, the restaurant staff will call police. So they've been doing this, but I'm going to say now that this is in the news, they'll have to change it. Because if I'm with a girl, she's like, give me 7 angel shots. I'm like, what did I do, man?
Neat. Oh, neat. We walk to the car.
Yes.
You better not mix them up. Lime. I mean.
I'm taking neat with the lime and some ice. Hurry.
It's like the police coming versus just getting walked to your car.
But in all seriousness, this is pretty progressive thinking.
Yes, very.
And bad things do happen because people do put stuff in drinks.
Yeah.
So, Iberian Rooster, for what you're doing there, and I think you have to change it up a bit. I think that's cool. I see you guys. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Ray outside of Boston. A school bus rolled over with 22 kids on board. Luckily, only minor injuries. The bus was in a crash, then rolled over the guardrail. In weather news in California, there's extreme flooding near San Jose. Dozens of residents have been rescued from their homes. Also in the Sierra Nevadas, they've seen over 5 feet of snow in the past week. And finally, the IRS is warning the tax refunds are going to be delayed by up to 2 weeks for up to 40 million Americans. The agency is cracking down on fraudsters, and they say that's why there's the delay. So there you go.
What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, I had my CMT script run through for NASH Chat. So I went by the NASH Chat house, which a lot of people watching the Facebook Live think that it's at my house.
I don't think that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, chilling in my house with all these people and camera crew. And,
yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll just leave it at that. So I was at my house and did some script run-throughs.
Tonight, after Nashville runs on CMT, right afterward on CMT's Facebook page, Amy hosts a Facebook Live show that's very much like a television show because it's full scale. And so you can watch Amy.
Lennon's going to be my guest, which I've never met her.
Of Lennon Amazing.
Yeah, which is Maddie on the show.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited about that.
That's cool.
What about you? What'd you do?
I went and did hot yoga again. I didn't feel like I was
you're feeling it.
Well enough to lift.
I know, but you're feeling the yoga.
I sweat. I need to sweat right now.
Okay.
So, and I'm probably 90% of bouncing back. So I did that. And then, so get this. I had a guitar built, right? An electric guitar.
I saw that red one that looks like a
A flying
heart.
V. Yeah, it looks ridiculous on purpose. Not a heart. A hard rocking V. Yeah. But I sent it off to get fixed.
Yeah.
And painted, and I'm left-handed. And it was on a rack, and the rack fell and busted, and every guitar broke. And so insurance had to pay. It was a whole dramatic thing. But I finally got it back yesterday after weeks.
Wow.
But I'm going to take it out on the road because I'm in Virginia Beach in Roanoke.
Yeah.
And I play a little bit during my comedy set. And so I take out the electric for the first time.
Does it have a name?
No, not yet. I don't name stuff, really.
Oh, like, I don't even know yours. Everybody name their guitars.
No, what's your
name? My name? It's Amy.
Oh. See, I don't even know that stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well, your guitar has your initials and your name on it, just in case you listen.
Well, the other one's Bobby Jr.
Okay.
Made Bobby Jr. Jr.? Like you're kids? Go. Yeah.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Thursday. Time for good news. Let's hit it.
Tell me something good.
All right, Amy, give me some of that good news.
So there's a husband and wife, and they're about to celebrate 20 years of marriage. Before they get to do that, the husband is going to be able to give the wife a gift of a lifetime, his kidney.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, she needs a new kidney, so he's giving it to her.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would think husband and wife, they got to match, first of all, which is weird that a husband and wife can match.
Yeah.
It's not like a blood relative.
True.
Wow. And you know what? He doesn't have to buy her anything else. We didn't think about that for an anniversary gift. Like, boom. All covered.
But yeah, if you're right. If you are a match and you're married, it's sort of just a given, like, right? You should just...
You should at least try, but it doesn't mean you're... Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you're a match, like...
Yes.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
There's this organization called Fix Auto Chilliwack. They give a person a new car once a year. It's a refurbished car. They fix it up and they surprise someone at the beginning of the year. There's this mother of three, Megan. She needed a new car, didn't have a vehicle. They surprised her and they said thank you to the local newspaper and Napa Auto Parts for helping them get the car refurbished.
That is Napa know-how.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. So, Lewis Fire Department rescued Buddy the dog, who, by the way, is blind and deaf because he escaped the yard. He never escaped. Something spooked him.
Buddy.
They think maybe some sort of rodent. And he jumped out in the ice pond. Boom, went in. They couldn't find him. All they did was hear him. And someone got out, jumped in their boat through the ice, grabbed Buddy the dog, and got him out of there. It was one of the guys from the local fire department.
Wow.
Who wasn't on duty, but just happened to be there and have a boat nearby.
Ugh.
Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
That's good news. People were going crazy on the internet yesterday because of Nutella. Do you guys eat Nutella?
Sometimes.
I mean, it's amazing, but I don't eat it.
Yeah, I guess I've never been into it, but people were freaking out because the European Food Safety Authority, which, by the way, who cares? To me, I need my be American to believe it. You know what I mean? I need that red, white, and blue to be believable.
For
whatever. They found that palm oil, which is used in the chocolate spread, can pose a cancer risk. They've launched a campaign. They say it's safe, but you never want to see that big C word next to any food you're eating.
Nutella's tricky anyway. They've launched some massive campaign, or they've done good at their advertising to make you think that it's good for breakfast. It's
like, what?
It's basically hazelnut chocolatey sugar spread, but they're like, put it on a waffle, breakfast.
Favorite candy around the room, Amy?
Reese's Cups.
Wow. Okay.
Specifically holiday season ones like the pumpkin or the tree, they're way better.
Lunchbox.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Wow.
I love peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Kit Kat.
Oh, solid choice.
Boom.
Mine, pretzel M&Ms.
What? Oh,
haven't had
yeah.
it.
Wow.
Amazing.
Salty, sweet.
Salty. I love M&Ms. Pretzel M&Ms are fantastic. And if okay, so that's tough to find. Mm-hmm. But Rolos are also up there.
Rolos.
The only bad thing is the foil paper.
Yeah. Other than
the,
Bobby Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Keith Urban says country artists should never care too much about what people say about them on social media because they might make a weak choice just to please everyone. And you know, you can't please everybody, can't make everybody happy. Blake Shelton has been revealed as a performer for the 2017 People's Choice Awards. He's nominated in three categories, including two all-genre categories. And he's once again up for Favorite Male Country Artist, which he won back in 2016. The show starts at 9 p.m. Eastern on January 18th, live on CBS.
Is Sunball Head going to be with him?
No, Sundance Head.
Oh.
But Sundance Head is going on tour with him.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, and if you want tour details, you can find those.
Sunballhead.com.
No, Sundance Head and go to BlakeShelton.com.
Oh.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Would you mind before the Bonehead if I deliver you a little news lunchbox?
Yeah, go for it. I like news unless it's bad news.
It could be bad news. It's up to you. It's either bad or good, but I'm going to deliver it.
You know what? I'm a gambling man. Let's play. Give me some news.
What's happening?
We had, I guess, about 1,000 people or so listen to the Bonehead over a week's period of time. And they listened to it, and it was like, do you like this segment? Do you not like this segment? And as of this week, see, today's Thursday, so after tomorrow, you will still get to continue because it was love.
Oh! Hey. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
And they stay there!
Now, here's the caveat. It was a very well-testing segment, right?
Oh, caveat.
The caveat
does that mean an alteration?
It means something you have to work on.
Okay, go.
This is not me saying this.
Yeah, it's the 1,000 people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people listening over a period of time.
Great.
They love this segment. You don't talk very well, and none of us do.
I don't?
And I don't either, and Amy doesn't either.
Don't.
We're not the best speaking radio station, but there's just like, hey, he stumbles a lot. So that's all you have to work on because they love the segment.
Ah, all right, I'll
this
work on it.
This story is brought to you from West Virginia.
Yeah, but keep doing you. Just focus.
I do focus.
But know that people love it, and I'm happy they love it.
Woo.
Yeah, so they love it even when I stumble.
Well, that was what they said. If you didn't, anyway, back over to the
And when I stumble, I get back up and I keep going.
Darn.
I persevere.
There you go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. Two neighbors were out clearing snow, you know, from their driveway, shoveling. One guy was using a blower. Well, the blower was getting snow on the other guy's yard. Guy got mad, went in, got his shotgun, and shot out all four tires on his neighbor's car.
He didn't even stumble.
No.
Reasonable.
And
what
he was
up?
Using his arms to shovel the snow. Like, that's the key, dude. Oh, you got to get into
lunchbox.
It.
Lunchbox. I find using hand motions
helps
me speak better, too.
But we all do. Like, you don't. Kind of. You kind of lower your head and look down and do it.
Well, because sometimes I feel like I don't know who to look at. I feel like some of you guys don't like some of the stories. So I'm like, I'll just look at the computer. The computer likes the story, so.
That's true. The computer does like the.
Yeah.
Anyway, nice work. People love the Bonehead. Keep it up. I've even heard of the word. Sponsor.
I know.
Not for even you don't get the money.
What?
Because we don't get the money for sponsorships. But if it gets sponsored, that means it's loved.
Who wants to step
up? Remember what they say. Love is love.
Is bail bonds should pay for this sponsorship.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I'm Lunchbox making money. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Brittany, hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Everybody say
good morning, Brittany.
What can we do for you?
I want to hear Amy tell a joke. I haven't heard one in a while.
Man, me too. You know, I haven't laughed in months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amy tells a joke. Amy tells a joke. Amy has a joke to tell to you.
Why do shoemakers go to heaven?
Why do shoemakers go to heaven?
Because they have good souls.
That's a good one.
Oh, Brittany.
Thank you.
Hey, Brittany, what are you doing this morning?
I am on my way to work.
Yeah, what kind of job you got?
I am in billing at a dental firm.
You like that, or is it just past the hours and get the paycheck?
It's past the hours and get a paycheck.
Got to eat, right?
Yeah, got to eat.
Well, thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. Cool?
Okay, Amy, why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Oh.
Because they're, I
just
don't know.
Just to say why.
Why? Yeah. Oh, why?
Because if they flew over the bay, they would be
bagels. Yeah.
You know how we let you have your moment? You should do that to her. Just let her have her moment.
I was caught off guard. No. I didn't know.
Amy's like, let me figure this. Hold on.
No, I knew it somewhere deep down inside.
Hey, Brittany, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brittany.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Amy's like, I'm not letting you get away with this. I must figure out your joke. This is my thing.
I knew it was the bagel one.
Let her have her moment.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Sorry, Brittany. Yeah. Funny.
Our producer, Eddie, has a couple kids, and they love going to these cartoon movies. And I guess they love the movie Sing.
They do. That's the one they're on right now.
What's the premise?
It's a talent show, like a singing competition with a bunch of animals, because they're all, it's like in an animal land.
So you recorded them singing the songs from Sing?
So in the movie, there's an audition part, and in the industry, you call it a montage. And this is kind of, they mock the montage.
So an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old.
3-year-old, yeah.
When did he turn 4?
September.
Okay, so 8 and 3.
Yeah.
The other one's about to turn 9 is what it is.
Correct.
Okay. Man, I got too many kids.
Yeah, and I know you do.
Man.
A lot on your mind.
I got just kids all over. All right, 8 and 3-year-old, here we go. Okay, Lady Gaga, Bad Romance.
Correct. Yeah.
They sing that and sing?
They do.
Yeah? Okay, here we go. This is all the kids here sing. Do you let them listen to Lady Gaga or do you care?
No, I don't listen to that stuff.
Jump, jump. You might as well jump. You might as well jump. Jump. Boy, wanna get a kiss from the rose.
Wait, were they doing Van Halen and the Seal?
Correct. Ooh. Nailed it, Bones.
They were doing jump. Might as well jump.
Yes,
and
too.
Then,
baby,
I believe you're gonna get a kiss from a rose
on the grave. Okay. Yeah.
On the grave. Come, my lady, butterfly, sugar, baby.
Crazy Town butterfly.
Yeah.
Come, my lady.
Come,
my lady, you my pretty baby. Shake, shake, shake.
Pop, 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 pop. That's a good one.
It's a jam.
Are these the songs from the movie?
Dude, this is exactly how the audition part goes.
Okay, I hear 9 to 5.
Before that was Humpty Dance.
Let me rewind this.
Yeah, I didn't
hold on, hold on, hold on. Okay, I got it.
Many of us Humpty.
Yeah.
When I'm dancing in the living,
we should have cut these clips out. This is just too much at one
Dude,
point.
Dude, it's fast.
So the montage in the movie goes this fast.
It's that fast. Yeah, it just goes from animal to animal.
We got to cut these out. It's just too much. It's just too much. My brain's about to overload.
That's my life, dude.
It is. I'll FaceTime Eddie. I'll be like, dude, is something wrong? No, I don't hear anything. No, listen behind you. Yeah, that's just normal life.
That's just them being them.
Yeah, that's
how it goes here.
That's funny. And they do that all the time?
All the time.
Can't wait to have a couple myself.
Oh, dude, you're going to love it. Bobby
Bones Show. Was on the internet last night and was watching Ed Sheeran do Fresh Prince on a British radio show. And they were like, hey, you want to do in the Brit? And he pulled his guitar out.
When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood, I got in one little fight and my mom got scared. She said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said Fresh and I had dice in the mix. And anything I could say that this cab was where, but I thought, now forget it, yo, home to Bel-Air.
We'll put that on our Facebook page. A guy can do no wrong. He's played on our show before. He did Florida Georgia Line. Like, he is so good. Mr. Bobby. I waited tables for a long time. I think that's giving me some empathy toward people who serve, because I know what it's like to depend on tips and the graciousness of others. And at times when it wasn't my fault and their order wasn't exactly correct, people would still say, hey, don't worry about it, I got you. And I hope you guys do the same too. Now, that being said, I've also told stories of being in the industry and things are kind of gross. And I would say we would take rolls. It's not something I was proud of. And if the roll did not look like it had been eaten off of, we put it back in the heater. I didn't like doing that. I'm a germaphobe myself, but it was part of the job. I got to pay a car payment. Mm-hmm. I got to pay insurance. And if it had been eaten off of, we were told to carve off the side and we'd make the rest into croutons. Again, I got insurance to pay for.
Right.
So I'm reading the story. And if the bread basket is your favorite part of eating out, I love bread. I don't eat much of it now. But I love bread. The bread basket they put on your table could be fresh from the oven. It could be reheated. It could be from someone else's table. And they talk about how this is still happening everywhere. So, carbs, but be careful because it's probably been used at least once by the time it gets to you.
So, like, the bread basket was on someone else's table. It looked untouched. So, the server puts it back in the warmer and then serves it to the next table.
The whole basket.
And you're thinking it's this fresh, warm bread right out of the oven.
Somebody could have been, like, popping, like, talking to the peas all in it. Like, did you see the Pink Panther went to the parade and spits going all over it? And now all of a sudden... So, I'm just saying, you got to be careful with the bread. Because if they're having a conversation about the Pink Panther, you're probably going to have whatever disease they have.
Oh, no.
I used to do this. Mm-hmm. And so, to see it in the news again, I was like, oh. I did see a story, too. These workers at this Chinese restaurant, they come in, and this guy comes in with a knife, and is like, all right, give me your money. There's a surveillance video comes out. And so... all these cooks bust out with their soup ladles, and they're like, we're not having this. And they start beating the guy down with their soup ladles. It's amazing. Employees at a Brooklyn Chinese restaurant fight off a knife-wielding robber with their soup ladles. He busted in 9:30 p.m. He hopped on the counter. He's swinging his blade at the workers. The workers come from the back, and they're like, all right, we see your knife. We got ladles. Charge! The guy hopped over the counter and ran off.
Wow.
That's what they say. You know, the pen is mightier than the sword. Mm-hmm. The ladle is mightier than the knife.
Yeah, because you know those chefs probably had some knives, but they were like, no, let's take our ladles.
Multiple ladles, still stronger than one knife, though.
True.
Just imagine, you got a pocket knife and you're trying to fight four guys with ladles coming at you. So that's a funny surveillance video, too. Talking about bread on the tables in restaurants. And I said, yeah, back in the day when I waited tables, they instructed us if the bread didn't look touched, it wasn't touched. It could go back out. I didn't like that. But I had to eat, had to get a paycheck. Haley's on in Florida. Hi, Haley.
Hey.
Would you like to add to this?
Yes. I've been serving at the same place and then another place too for the past 6 years. And both of them, we do bread. But one of them was Logan's Roadhouse.
Whoa, don't say any names here. Unless you're going to say they didn't do it.
Oh, no, they don't. At Logan's, okay. They do not. They're
all right.
Known for their super sweet buttery bread, and they're perfectionists about it.
Perfect. No. Logan's does not do it. The person that does, no. You're going to say, don't say their name.
Okay, no, I won't say their name. But, I do not do it because I think it's disgusting. I would not want that to happen to me. I'm not going to do it to anybody else.
Yeah.
And, but my other coworkers, yeah, they for sure do it. And then they'll look at me and complain and be like, it's such a waste. Nobody touched it. But these are the same type of people that will take somebody else's leftovers off of their plate if they didn't touch it, and they'll eat it.
Lunchbox is nodding in agreement.
Listen, if they don't touch it, I don't mind. As long as I don't know, I'll eat it. And I'll eat other people's leftovers. No problem. If there's no bite out of the burger, all good.
Fresh burger.
Fresh burger.
Fresh
free
meat.
Burger.
Free fresh meat.
That's
yeah,
right.
All right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So you remember the next country couple to get engaged poll that we talked about?
I do, yeah.
Well, the people have spoken.
Yeah.
And we now know that Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani are said to be the next couple to be engaged. Thousands of votes were tallied. They came in on top with 44% of the vote.
Good for them.
Yeah. And, you know, it was funny because they were neck and neck with another couple, Lindsay L and Bobby Bones.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Did we finish second?
It says here, neck and neck, You gave Gwen and Blake a run for their money.
Yeah, who was third?
Y'all came in second with 30%. And in third, Cassidy Pope and her boyfriend, Brian Dawson.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Until I'm first. Hey, just living my life. Mm-hmm. All right. What else you got?
Let's see. The country performers for Bonnaroo were announced. Bonnaroo seems a little too cool for me, but in case people care, Cam, Luke Combs, and Margot Price. All really awesome. The festival takes place June 8th through the 11th in Manchester, Tennessee. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
I want to go to Chrissy in North Carolina. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
We're going to play Name That Celebrity Laugh. Now, you can team up with Amy, Lunchbox, or Eddie. And if they win, you win, okay?
Okay.
Which person would you like to team up with? Okay, Eddie, you'll be representing her.
Yeah!
Now, the reason that we don't let her play is it's kind of hard to hear through the phones.
Right.
So if you win, she wins. Let's play Name That Celebrity Laugh. There are five laughs from five different celebrities. All you have to do is name it. Ready for laugh number one?
Ready.
Ready.
Yeah,
ready.
Name the celebrity.
A question.
Yeah.
Was it the first one or the second one?
It's the big one.
The big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely.
That one.
Okay.
I'm in for the win.
There you go.
Wow, I'm in.
Amy.
Brad Pitt.
No. Lunchbox.
That's Luke Bryan.
It is easily Luke Bryan.
What?
Eddie.
Wow, I said James Corden.
Nice.
What in the world?
Lunch nailed it immediately.
Dang.
That's Luke.
Oh, here
that's
now.
That's nice.
All right, number two, ready? Name that celebrity laugh.
I'm in.
Amy, what do you have over there?
Miley Cyrus.
Lunchbox?
Fran Drescher.
No. Eddie, you were writing as the answers were coming in. I cannot give it to you.
Oh, okay.
And it looks like you're looking at my screen.
I'm not looking. I said
see,
Lady Gaga.
That's what I always think when you're playing
even that
he
time,
can see
it looks like
you
saw
you.
The screen.
No, I said Lady Gaga I wrote down.
Mm. Well,
who is it?
Let's keep our eyes to our papers.
I'm not looking at your screen.
Who
Don't
was it?
Don't accuse me of cheating.
It was Miley Cyrus. Eddie the cheater. All right, number three. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, name that celebrity laugh.
Hit it again. What in the world?
Oh. I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Seth Rogen.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher.
Eddie.
Seth Rogen.
There you go.
Woo.
Number four. Name that celebrity
what?
Laugh.
What is happening?
Here we go. Alright.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Amy.
Jimmy Fallon.
Lunchbox.
Jimmy Fallon.
Eddie.
James Franco.
That's Brad Pitt.
Oh,
all right, one
okay.
more. What's the score?
Amy, 2. Lunchbox, 1. Eddie, 1.
All right, for the win.
Keep your eyes on your paper.
There you go.
Oh, man. Wait, hold on.
That's a pretty known laugh. Name that celebrity laugh.
One more time.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez.
One more time? No.
I'm in for the win.
Amy, if you get it, you win. What do you have, Amy?
Donald Trump.
No. Lunchbox.
Urkel!
Oh. Eddie.
George McFly.
No. It's Eddie Murphy.
Oh,
of course it is.
Yes. Professor. Oh, yep. And our winner is Amy.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that the listener does not win. Amy's still dancing anyway.
Should have picked me.
Oh, here's a nude woman who steals a sheriff's car.
I remember feeling like my skin was burning, like I was on fire. I remember like a lot of people like not wanting me to leave. Like, I don't know, like I was hearing things. It was a lot of things, but I don't know what exactly it was that I was under the influence of.
And she got in the car and drove, boom, got out of here.
Wow.
Naked woman in the cop car flying down the road. Man, I saw a picture yesterday of a guy playing the fiddle while he was driving. Did you guys see that on the internet?
No.
He was practicing the fiddle while he was driving.
Oh, so he's probably driving with his knee.
I don't know what he was driving with, but he was full practicing the fiddle as he was driving the car.
Yeah.
Our producer, Eddie, told us a couple days ago he still hadn't taken his Christmas lights down. Have you now?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had to.
Why?
The wife made me do it.
Because you came on the radio and talked about it?
Yep. Exactly. So I took them down. It was pretty quick to take them down. A lot easier than I thought. I should have done it a lot earlier, really.
So I said, hey, why don't you guys just start going to people's houses that have their Christmas lights up and just Christmas carol? I mean, they're still in the spirit, apparently.
Right. It sounds fun.
So Lunchbox and Eddie went to people's houses.
Oh, my goodness.
Knocked on the doors, and their lights are on, right?
Yes.
Christmas lights on. Eddie brought the guitar. I mean, we're in Christmas gear.
Oh, the sweaters and everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Honors, kids. Yes.
Santa Claus loves that you celebrate Christmas year-round, so we are here to carol for you. Hit it. Silent night. Oh. Close the door.
What?
All right.
What? Dude, shut the door on us.
What was his face?
Like, come
angry.
On, are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time for this right now.
Like, he didn't even say anything like, hey,
nope.
I'm so sorry.
No. Nothing. Shut the door on us.
There's another one.
Merry Christmas. We love that you still have your Christmas lights on, so we wanted to carol for you. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey!
Thank you, guys. I'm sick. I'm sorry.
Merry Christmas!
They gotta be like, what the?
Totally. That lady was not feeling well.
No?
She was like in a bathrobe.
All right. Oh, Eddie and Lunchbox, Christmas caroling at people's houses that still have their lights up.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. We love your Christmas decorations, so we wanted to sing you a song. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Christmas.
That's beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Wow. Not bad.
Yay. Yay.
Did she mean it?
No, she was on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Darren in Jacksonville, North Carolina. How are you?
Good. How you doing, sir?
Good. Just laughing at these knuckleheads over here Christmas caroling and on January 11th. It's the 12th now, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love Lunchbox. Your voice is on point. Don't ever change it.
Hey, don't change that voice.
I don't plan to.
Hey, Dan, what can we do for you, bud?
Listen, I just wanted to call and shoot out a humongous appreciation that I have and respect for all of you in the studios. I'm active duty Marine stationed here in Jacksonville, North Carolina right now. And y'all keep me going in the mornings when I have to be at work and I have to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to make my drive. And when you guys come on at 6 o'clock, it changes everything. And then sometimes I don't even want to get out of the truck. I just sit in my parking lot listening to y'all talk on the radio.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for serving too. Really appreciate that more than anything. So shout out to all and tell all the other guys and gals over there we say hello too, please.
Oh yeah, listen, I've corrupted a lot of guys that don't listen to talk radio in my shop, and I started playing it on my phone to the Bluetooth, and I got about 4 or 5 different sections that listen to you guys now. So
nice. I like it that you call it corrupted, because we do too. Yes. Hey, thanks a lot. Hey, Darren, thanks for serving. Thanks for calling, bud.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, guys. Y'all stay safe.
All right, see you, bud. All right, time to play a round of Never Gonna Get It. Oh. All right, 6 in 10 Americans say they've been here at least once in the past week. All right? I mean, it's kind of out there, but you're talking about 6 in 10 Americans say they've been here at least once in the past week.
I'm in for the win.
All right. Amy, 6 in 10 Americans.
A restaurant.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Yeah. That's right.
Nailed it. Oh. First guess.
Oh, never
happens.
Wow.
Wow.
Because I had other things in my head.
Lunchbox, what'd you have?
I had doctor or pharmacy.
Yeah,
Eddie?
I had the grocery store.
Yeah. Amy nails it with the first guess.
Sorry. I sort of ruined the game.
Oh, no. Just for that, we'll listen to another clip of Lunchbox and Eddie caroling at people's houses. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Christmas is my favorite holiday, and I'm glad to see you're still celebrating with your lights, so we came to sing you a song. Hit it! We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas!
Sounds like the dogs were singing along.
Yeah.
They were.
Remember the barking? Jingle bells, jingle bells. That's what it sounded like. Bobby Bones. We're going to announce our fourth new artist in the class of 2017 coming up. And, you know, it's fun because my passion is music and I love breaking new artists. And it's turned into a thing now where Morgan, our producer, has an ethical dilemma. What happened?
Okay, I had someone within the company on the sales side of things email me propositioning us to name a specific artist because it would benefit him and his client.
Oh, no. So somebody from sales said, hey, put this artist on the list because I can make some money.
Yeah, pretty much. They were like, we would love it if. And I was like, well, we can't do that. I'm sorry.
Wow. Dirty.
Wow.
Can we do that?
No.
Oh.
The show doesn't even know, for the most part, who I put on the list.
Yeah. And
secondly, we would never do that. Wow. So what did you say?
I said that the decisions had already been made.
Yeah.
And thank you for the idea.
Did you turn them in to the cops?
Yeah.
That's like FCC stuff.
It is?
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come? All right. You can't say what artist they want.
No,
wanted.
I don't think it's the artist's fault, really.
No, but do I know the artist?
No. Oh. I didn't know the artist.
Oh, well, then for sure I don't.
Well, you probably do, maybe.
Do you guys have shows you have to watch because your significant other wants you to watch them? And you're like, oh, I just sit through it because I have to, and they're just there.
Yes.
What is yours?
Sister Wives.
Oh, you don't like that?
No, it's just so annoying. It's so boring, and my wife watches it every week, and I feel like it's 2 hours long every week, and they have after shows and updates, and I mean, it is so boring, but because I'm a great husband, I sit through it, and I'm just like, all right.
Is it the same guy with the same wives?
It's the same guy, and he has, I think, 4 wives.
Huh.
And it has their children that are grown up, and it's just like, oh.
And they're all happy?
Well, no, this season it's been a little drama. One lady was starting to think about leaving, and she was chatting with someone online, and it was drama, and she embarrassed the family.
Oh, no.
Anyone else have shows they're significant that makes them watch? What is yours?
Well, I mean, mine's not a show, but it's football. I mean, does that count? I'll just say ESPN, Fox Sports, or whatever other sports channel that I endure.
But do you sit and watch with him?
Yes. Not all the time, but there are times where I make an effort to be like, okay, I'm going to sit and watch this with you. And then sometimes he'll sit and watch Lifetime original movies with me.
Oh. To trade out. What does she watch with you, Lunchbox, though, that makes it even?
She doesn't really watch sports. She'll sit there with me, but she'll read a book or something. So I guess that counts. But we pretty much like the same shows. We watch The Bachelor together. We watch Teen Mom. We watch the same kind of comedies, The First 48. She's in the Real World now. I've got her hooked.
Wow.
If you have a show that your significant other makes you watch and you're like, oh, then call us, 877-77-BOBBY. Eddie, you guys have anything?
Yeah, my wife likes to watch those Home and Garden shows, the Flip or Flop or whatever, or the Property Brothers.
Fixer Uppers.
You know, I don't watch those, but I was at the dentist.
Yeah.
And I was watching those twin brothers.
Yes.
And you know, one of them wears a suit and one wears like a
Because one's the real estate
beater.
Agent.
I know,
and
it's so dumb.
The construction guy.
One's got a 4-piece suit on and the other's got like
a halter top. Yeah. It's like, okay, I'm here to beat some stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, you guys don't have to do that. Like, but still, I didn't think the show was that bad. That was pretty.
Well, ugh. She watches all of them. Like, there's one called Little Houses or Mini. Oh. Like, it's basically a house on a.
Oh,
on
the
wheels.
Tiny house.
Tiny houses. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's terrible, man. Like, oh, I gotta sit through it.
Does it make you want to flip houses though?
Some. Yeah. Yeah. Or get a better house.
Yeah. Does it just period yes. move somewhere nice?
Yes.
Talking about TV shows that maybe you don't like, but your significant other makes you watch. Here's Becky in Springfield, Missouri. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What do you have?
Well, my husband has gotten hooked on the X-Files, and so he watches them pretty much every night, and I really don't like them.
Like the old school X-Files?
Yeah, on Netflix.
And so you just sit along and watch with them?
Yeah.
You can't get into it? Like, that's a legendary show, huh?
I know, I tried, but it just really doesn't fit with me. So if I want to watch TV, that's what I am watching, but otherwise I just do something else.
Do you trade out? Do you make him watch something?
We have a lot of the same taste. This is kind of like the first thing that he started watching that I don't like.
Yeah, well, you're a good wife. Ooh. Hold that against him. Save that yeah. currency
you
up.
You know how many X-Files I watched?
Yeah, that's coming up in a fight. Oh. And all I watch is X-Files. Yep.
Yeah.
Dusty in Texas, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Thank you for calling. What about you?
My husband watches the cooking shows for me.
Oh, he watches them for you. He doesn't like them, but he watches them with you.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. When you watch those shows, much like the house shows, do you feel like you can cook whatever you want?
Sometimes.
Because I feel like I would try to cook everything I see on TV.
Yeah, sometimes, yes.
Do you waste money buying the food that you try to make it and you can't?
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I'd be like, I'm going to make this pastry. It's called the Huba Huba Jew Ordu pastry. And then I'd never be able to make it. That's why I don't watch the house shows either, because I'd be trying to
You're like knocking down walls.
Oh,
and
it'd be
like,
a disaster. Ashley in Victoria, Texas. Hey, what's happening? Your husband makes you watch what?
WWE wrestling twice a week.
No.
Wow. Now, how do you feel about wrestling?
I hate it.
And do you watch it with him? Are you kind of into it, though?
I'll get into it when the girls start wrestling, because they don't get much airtime. So yeah. When they do and they start whooping on each other, it's kind of funny, but it makes me laugh because it's so fake. And when I say it's fake, he kind of gets a little angry. He's like, okay, fine, I know. But I tried not watching it, and he got so mad at me.
Dang, it's been the quality time together, even if it's WWE.
So it's totally, totally
They're
fake.
They're still great athletes, but it's fake.
Okay.
Yes. It's called sports entertainment.
All right. I still don't get that, but okay.
Coming out, what do you watch soap operas? Did you ever? That's all fake.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
It's basically a soap opera with just wrestling.
Just fighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think I better understand now, maybe.
Yeah, music, it's coming out. Rolling Stones put out the most anticipated albums of 2017. U2 has a new album coming out. Hopefully they don't force feed us that thing. Remember the last time they put them on all of our phones?
Yeah.
We were like, what is this? John Mayer's putting out 4 songs a month for the next few months.
That's cool.
And the first set happens on the 20th, so a little over a week. Drake has a new one. Brad Paisley's Love and War, which is going to come out. And then The Shins. They'll change your life.
The Shins
that?
Will?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
They'll change. You never saw that movie?
No.
You know the movie?
Garden State.
Garden State with Zach Braff.
I know that movie.
And
but
Natalie
I didn't
Portman.
And he puts the headphones on. And
yep.
It's a huge, it's like the biggest scene of the whole movie.
Okay. Check it out.
Oh, that's not the movie where they kidnap the bride because she doesn't like the band.
What?
That's, I don't know.
What are you
Jason
talking
Biggs.
About?
Did you make that up?
No.
Jason Biggs.
American Pie? American Pie 3? I don't know.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before. All right, thank you guys for hanging. Talking to people who their husbands or wives make them watch shows and they're like, oh, I'm not into it, but I'll do it anyway. Hey, Tiffany in Massachusetts, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for calling.
Hi. So my fiance watches sports, all sports, every day. Sports all day, every day. Sports shows, actual sports, and I'm not into it. So we improvised, and we got 2 TVs, one on top of the other. Each one has its own cable box. I watch whatever I want on the bottom TV, and he watches what he wants on the top TV.
Wow, that seems like it'd be so distracting.
But yeah.
Who gets the sound?
Volume, yeah.
Well, he has the sports on silent. When you think about it, sports don't really need sound. You can see what's going on. You can see the score, whatever. It's just like buzzers and stuff anyway. Squeaky shoes for basketball.
Hey, you know what? Whatever works for you. If that works, that's awesome. Women should look for guys with a good sense of humor. They did this whole psychology report. Researchers say women with humorous partners, they get it on more. They have a good sense of humor, which makes them smarter. Women who thought their partners were funny also rated them as being more popular and creative.
Oh.
Now listen, I was not popular at all. But some would say I'm not even that funny, so I guess I should just stop with the story here.
But you're creative.
Yeah, I think I'm a little creative.
Well, and let's be honest, I think you're funny.
That's fishing. Really,
Bones.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts about doing this show is that we get to constantly take and find these great new artists and go, boom, here you go. And at the beginning of every year, which we've done it for 3 years in a row, we do the class of 2017. Some of the past members have been Kelsey Ballerini, Maren Morris, Tucker Bethard. Pretty good. I mean, I love new music. So today, our fourth member in the class of 2017 is an artist by the name of Jackie Lee. So we find these artists we think are really good, gonna have great years, and they have a jam out right now.
Bet you never taste my kiss in a rum and coke.
Jackie Lee's song's called Getting Over You. It's about heartbreak. Jackie Lee, by the way, is dating Tay from Maddie and Tay.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because they put pictures up of themselves all the time. So
yeah.
They wouldn't care. So they're together. His dad was a professional musician. He just a nice guy and a really good singer. And I think his song is really good. It's called Getting Over You. He is our fourth in the class of 2017. I want you to hear this song. It's called Getting Over You from new artist Jackie Lee. Class of 2017 on the Bobby Bones Show.
Bet you had a couple long nights sleeping alone. I bet even on a short drive, if our song came on, you pull over on the shoulder and cry, thinking about how we used to be. Girl, I bet you had a hard time getting over me. Ooh, that might be true. Rum and coke, bet you never spend all night at that old bar, praying, waiting, hoping that I might walk into your arms again, like we never said goodbye, make the cab take the long way by my place, to see if someone's parked outside. Ooh, even if you do, if you think getting over me was hard trying.
name is Jackie Lee, class of 2017. That's a jam called Getting Over You. I don't want you to think I'm being cornball-y, okay?
Okay.
Did you ever think at any point when you and your husband were together,
yeah,
like before you got married, and if you're listening, you can call too, and if you've had these same feelings or emotions, I would ask you to call in. The number is 877-77-BOBBY. I've been in a relationship probably 7 months now or so. Did you ever feel like, Eddie, I'm bringing you into this too, you're married.
Okay, all right.
Did you ever feel like they were kind of putting on a show of being like too good? Like they were just, it was just too good.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you, like, this is what happens. So, and I Snapchat last night, and you can follow me on Snapchat, Bobby Bone Show. My girlfriend and I were watching Netflix last night, and my favorite show is The Office. I love the American version. I love the British version. But she had never seen the American version. I made her watch the British. She had no interest, but then she loved it. There are like 8 seasons of The American. We started watching it all, and she'll sit and watch every episode with me. And I'm like, I don't even know if she likes this show. And she laughs when I laugh.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, she wakes up and makes breakfast. And I wake up really early. She'll wake up and make me breakfast. And I'm like, okay, this is a trick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this just too good?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like we've been dating for 2 months.
Right.
Right.
It's been
at
long
this
enough.
Point, it's been 7 strong months, and we've known each other for over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lead me,
lead
me thy direction, please.
Okay. You ready for me?
Yeah.
Okay, my husband and I were just talking about this, and we celebrated 10 years of marriage like 12 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were reflecting over the last 10 years and how we've grown in different ways and seen sides of each other that we never knew existed. I mean, sides of me have come out that I'm like, and then sides of him, and I'm like, we even make a joke sometimes. He said the other day, he's like, I think I tricked you. And he's joking. He didn't trick me. It's just sometimes you in a marriage, when you're truly sharing everything, you see all sides of that person.
But this isn't all sides. Like,
I mean, but to be fair, my husband wakes up every morning and makes me hot lemon water. I mean, and he still does it after all this time, and it's amazing. But there are things you're going to go through in your relationship that are going to bring out certain sides you didn't know maybe even inside of you that existed.
That's not even my question. My question is, does it always stay, like, is this a trick?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my, yes.
Can I answer?
Please.
It's not going to stay like this.
It's okay.
Like, it
Real
will
talk.
Fade. Now, will she still do certain things later on? Yes, of course, because that's who she is. But right now is your honeymoon phase. This is the best
the
that
thing
it's going to be, Bones.
It hasn't. We're not 2 months in.
Wait, that's not
I
true.
Know.
You can't say that. You can't
oh, for
say
sure.
this is the best it's going to be.
Yeah, because this is where where they're both showing them their best prizes. Like,
I'm
this
not.
Is what,
I'm not a prize.
Yeah, but you've shown her kind of really what you can do right now, the best you can do right now. Right?
I think I can do better.
Oh, that's a good attitude. But you haven't shown her that yet. So you think you'll be better later? I think
I
she's showing
like
you her best.
I'm being lured into something here.
No.
That's too good.
You're not being lured. She just wants to
like she's
show
coming
you that
out.
She's awesome.
I'm doing the first weekend of my stand-up comedy tour to Virginia Beach in Roanoke. She's going to come out because I bought an electric guitar. She's like, I'll come out and show you how to set everything up, you know, the ants stuff. I was like, what?
So you're thinking after 5 years of being together,
yeah,
she wouldn't offer
like,
to come do that?
No breakfast. Make
she
your
might,
own.
She might be like, I'm busy. I got something to do.
I'll watch The Office.
And next time I'll go.
Oh.
It's just like going too good. Nothing in my life ever goes like too good.
Okay.
Enjoy
well,
it.
Yeah. Why not just
I don't.
Enjoy
that's not
it.
In my
Live
heart.
It up.
My heart doesn't enjoy things like that because I don't trust it.
Okay. She's not tricking you, but there will be sides of her the longer y'all are together that you didn't know existed.
Oh, I believe that about
I
everybody.
That.
I believe that with all you guys. I've seen that with all of you guys.
Sure.
We've been together.
Right.
And
so
Lunchbox
that's
and I have been together
happen.
13 years.
Long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
And what's a good example of something you've seen of him?
Well, I'm just
lately
a
that you
awesome
didn't know.
Dude.
I mean, you talk about a playboy.
What up?
Lunchbox tricked me.
What?
How?
Whoa.
Because he
all
went
right.
from being crazy. Like, he just changed and didn't want me to know he changed. Because when we met, it was nonstop. Dun, 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 dun. Every night, party, 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 party. And then he didn't want to lose that image. So he kept faking it, even though he had met his girlfriend, then fiance, then wife. And he's finally breaking out of the shell, letting us see it. Because still, when he got married, he was like, I'll do what I want. But really, she's kind of broken you down a bit. You're softer.
I mean, I still do it on once, sir, but you know what I mean? Like,
what? Gotta... He goes with that voice again.
Yeah. He does that.
He goes into his mistrust voice. Yeah. That's when we don't trust you so much.
What voice are you talking about?
Casey in Beaumont, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
I was going to comment. When me and my husband were dating, he actually had the same feelings that you're feeling. Like, things were just too perfect. Something was going to give. To the point that he was so paranoid one day, he called me on my way to work after we had just moved in together and was like, is something wrong? Are you hiding something? And of course, I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, things are too good. Something's fixing to give. What is going on?
Yeah, maybe I need to ask how much debt she's in.
Is that the kicker?
I don't know.
See, I didn't know where your brain was going with this, but you're just trying to find something bad about her?
She's a convict.
Like, does she have a record?
She's on the lam, man.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to get put out there. Wow. But anyway.
I mean, the truth is, you never know who you're dating. The truth is, you never know who you're dating, you're married to. They're always hiding something.
Well, right, so you believe that? Your wife is hiding something from you?
Absolutely.
What?
I think everybody is hiding something from everybody. You watch these shows, people are married for 25 years, and police show up at the door, they're living under a false identity because they're on the run, robbed a bank.
The percentage of that is so low.
No,
so
look at the news.
That scenario. Oh,
they have TV shows on it.
One thing we know for sure about Bobby, though, is he was worth the wait.
Oh, don't start with that.
How can I stop with it?
Don't start
with
that.
Do you know how many people are like emailing me for, because you can't get that song anywhere, and they're like,
It's not her. She doesn't have it out yet.
I understand that, but they're emailing me. They want the song, and I'm like, people, I don't have the song to give you. All I can give you is maybe I can give you a few spins on the show if I ask Bobby to play it, which he probably won't, but I'll beg him.
But it's not. Here's the thing. I said this on the Bobby cast that we were friends a long time. And she goes, hey, I wrote this song about you. And it's called Worth the Wait. And I was like, oh. And this is really the clincher for us to get into a relationship. And she hasn't really cut it officially. She did this on her computer. And I played it. And it's called Worth the Wait. I don't think people want to hear it again.
No, they do. I kind of promised a few people over email.
Don't promise people what we're going
to
play.
You're not supposed to do that. But then when they can finally download it, it'll be worth the wait.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
No.
Here, I'll play a little bit of it.
That's a good one.
This is worth the wait. There you go. This is. It's about me.
Picture Bobby the whole time. Yeah,
You keep saying that you ain't ready, so I keep hanging on. It's the same sad situation. I've been here and you've been gone. You keep sending hope, just like candy to a baby. And I keep falling further in, cause I keep hoping maybe it'll be worth the wait.
Hug a ghost every time that line comes up.
I don't know.
Your love's like a ghost I can't get my arms around.
Yeah.
Oh, she can play guitar though. There There you go. There's me out there naked and vulnerable in lyrics.
It'll be worth the wait. Worth the wait. To push this heart beyond itself. Way past who it should take. Guess that's what you do. Something you can almost see. It'll be worth the wait. It'll be worth the wait. I keep telling myself, yeah.
Happy now?
Yes, thank you.
Just gotta live up to it now. Be worth the wait.
Yeah,
it's a good song though.
Anything, no pressure.
I know.
I mean,
right?
Yeah. But even put you aside and her aside. I mean, it's a good song. Like, even if I didn't, I feel more invested when I listen to it because I'm like, I know them. But it's a good song.
Yeah, that was it. That's the one that turned the old corner.
Man,
and now we'll see. Let's see how many episodes of The Office she'll watch.
Now you got to show her your best.
Yeah.
It's time. What are you waiting for, buddy?
And quit looking for her worse.
I'm all about sabotaging relationships, boys.
I can see that.
Wait for it. Here it comes.
All right.
Over to Diane. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling. What's happening?
Well, good. I just wanted to comment on your situation with your gal. You know what? You gotta look at everything with the glasses half full. Don't wait for the other shoe to drop. She does what she does because she has such a good heart, and that's who she is. I mean, if she's gonna wake up at 4 a.m. and make you breakfast, appreciate it and enjoy it. And because she obviously does, and that's a part of how she makes herself feel really good is making you feel happy.
Diane, let me run something by you if you don't mind. Can you hang on for a second? Because I'm gonna ask you a question.
Sure.
Lunchbox tells me that people are always hiding something in relationships. He's a married man, successful marriage, and he believes his wife's hiding something from him, and I should look out for that. Your thoughts on that?
That's BS. I've been married 22 years, and that's just straight paranoia.
What would you say to her, Lunchbox?
Then you just haven't figured it out yet. There's something. There's always something.
No, there isn't. My husband is a Marine. He is honest, God, core country, family, great father. Appreciates everything in life and every day. He's a war vet, combat disabled war vet, and there is nothing. Trust me. If you lie to him, boy, you'll get the brig if you're not looking out. But it is just appreciate every day as a gift.
All right, I appreciate that advice. See, I got people in here like Lunchbox saying, "Dude, get out."
So, but Lunchbox, do you like lie in bed at night and think like,
"Wait, what are you hiding?"
Yeah.
That's
well,
the question.
Exactly.
But yeah, are you hiding stuff?
No, I mean, there's always little things you're hiding. Always. You never. I'm hiding little things. She's hiding little things.
Yeah.
Amy's hiding little things. Eddie's hiding little things. Your girl's hiding little things.
All right.
Okay. I just wonder if Lunchbox, who seems paranoid about the whole like kill each other in the sleep thing, like if he ever was lying in bed, like I wonder if my wife's going to do anything to me.
No, I don't worry about her killing me right now.
Oh, yeah. You got that bad?
No.
We announced another one of our class of 2017 new artists. One every day this week. Today it was Jackie Lee, who's got a great song called Getting Over You. Jackie Lee into our class of 2017. Heather in Lubbock, what's happening?
Okay, so Bobby, I grew up in kind of a similar twisted kind of home as you did a little bit. I only had one parent. I still don't know who my real dad is. My mother never showed me what a monogamous relationship looks like. And I had to learn what other healthy relationships were for my friends and distant family.
I think that sounds very similar to how I grew up. I never saw a good relationship ever in my whole life.
Yeah. So whenever I got into my first good, hard, stable relationship with the man I married, we would go do things, and his family, like, it was overwhelming. It was so overwhelming. So I was like, do people really love like this? Do they really live like this? And that's terrifying. because it's not something that you've ever seen. You've always seen dysfunction when it comes to a marital relationship.
Speaking like a therapist to my soul right now.
Yeah, this is amazing.
Dang, I appreciate that call, Heather. Thank you very much. Like that right there felt like real talk a little bit.
That was deep.
That's what I'm listening to. They gave me that real talk. All right, thank you guys for hanging with me.
Moving on, and I can barely move.
A little dramatic here. They had a big wedding, right? The maid of honor drank an entire bottle of Fireball.
Oh, my goodness.
And then nearly hit the best man with the car, the whole place. The whole wedding was like, what?
What?
According to a guest, while the bride and the groom were cutting the cake and having their first dance, she had the bottle upside down. She went up to the best man, grabbed the keys out of his pocket, jumped in his car. He ran out after her, and she almost ran him over.
Oh, my.
Wow.
And the wedding's basically over because there's now Jerry at the wedding.
That's terrible.
So that wedding's known as the Fireball Wedding, for sure. So I was like, hey, this happened at your wedding? Hey, Michelle in Beaumont, thank you for calling.
Hey, how are you doing?
Really good. What happened at your wedding?
Oh, it was my poor sister's wedding, and she can't hear this. Otherwise, I would never tell the story. But her ex-husband ruined their wedding reception. The groomsmen were busy going to another reception at the hotel that had an open bar and getting beer from there, so they got busted by security. The groom got upset, grabbed a beer bottle to throw it at the bartender. When he reached back, he grabbed my sister's veil in the process, threw the beer bottle at the bartender, ripped the veil off my sister's head.
Oh, no.
Security got called. He got escorted. It was fabulous.
Oh, no.
Oh,
see,
my goodness.
That's why I want to drink. Nothing like that ever happened to me.
Right.
I don't have any interesting stories because I never drink.
No, you don't want that.
Michael and Austin.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, buddy? Tell me your story.
Well, I was 15 years old, and my dad was getting remarried to my stepmom, and so I guess I got a little too drunk off of champagne, and I sat in their wedding cake.
What?
What?
So straight up.
Yeah. I mean, they just kept giving them to me, you know. I didn't know I was getting drunk, you know, and so... Yeah, I had cake all over me. It was a big mess.
Have a seat, my friend.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome. Hey, Amy in St. Louis.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
Okay, so 13 years ago, actually Tuesday, was that the 10th? Yeah. I got married, so it was super cold outside. And it was towards the end of the reception, and I was walking outside to cool off. And my cousin comes running in the front door screaming, he's bleeding, call 911. So I took off in my wedding dress. The police, ambulance, fire truck, they all show up. Well, apparently my cousin had brought this guy that was living with him. They went outside and got in an argument because this kid wasn't 21, so he couldn't go to the bars. And he pushed him off of this ledge, and the kid landed on his face. His teeth went through his bottom lip.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it
my
was
gosh.
Terrible.
Oh, my goodness. When I start, that stuff hurts. Oh. So what do we learn from this? Like, really? Because
the best weddings have an open bar.
Okay. You know what? Fair enough.
Bobby Bones.
Eddie, you want to go rock climbing tonight?
I do.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, can we go together?
Yeah, it's a point of we.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, do I want to?
I'm going to take Eddie.
Nice.
It's fun. It's hard. I'm not good.
Yeah, like, how is it going to be really hard for me? Because I'm not really active. I run, but that's it. Like, I don't really work out too much.
It's hard. It's fun, but it's hard. And you'll do it a couple times. Your arms will be shaking.
Oh, man.
Does
I can't wait.
Does your heart rate get up?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, no.
But it's a lot of fun. It's kind of scary.
So are you going to do, like, the double diamond, and I'm going to do, like, the little bunny rock?
I don't know what that stuff means.
You know, like, are you going to be, like, expert?
Talk.
Right.
I don't know ski slope talk,
okay,
dude.
Okay, black diamond's, like, super steep, and then the bunny slope
basically,
is,
basically,
like,
are you
going to
be at high level?
Here, I'm going to do bloody buttocks, and you're going to do fancy feet.
Dude, I can't wait.
What we got tonight? We'll try to shoot some stuff.
You're going to help him with his harness and stuff?
Yeah.
Yes, one more question.
I put it on, yeah.
Will you catch me if I fall?
You better believe it, buddy. And not just rock climbing, life.
Dang. Yeah.
Wow. All right, so we're going to go tonight?
Yes.
All right. Nashville's on tonight on CMT. Afterward, Amy's on their Facebook page hosting the post-Nashville show, so you can watch that too.
This is the Bobby Bones.
The fourth out of five in our class of 2017. It's a new artist class, and we feel like these guys are really going to pop this year. Today, we put Jackie Lee on the list.
That might be true, but if you think it's over
Good song. Jackie Lee joins Luke Combs, Aubrey Sellers, and Lanco. Hope your Thursday goes great. Maren Morris is coming by the house later today, and there'll be a Maren Morris Bobby cast up. Unless something happens and you know she gets sick or a flat tire or something, she should be at the house. I do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast, and tonight the Maren Morris Bobby cast will be up. Just her and I.
That'll be cool.
Chopping it up, talking about life. Can I get a house? Just watch my Twitter and I'll tell you when it's up. Mr. Bobby Bones. That's also my Instagram name. Amy tonight will be doing her CMT Nash chat on
the right
CMT
the
Facebook page. Yeah, right after the Nashville airs. So. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on Friday.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.